This is Radio Energy News.
This is Saskia Williams with your 11 o'clock Ian 4 News update. The snow is our top story today, with all council-run schools in Edinburgh, Midlothian, East Lothian and West Lothian closed along with nurseries. There has been a lot of concern expressed by the people of Edinburgh about the homeless sleeping rough in this weather.
Well, the weather is clearly a bit worse this year, but consistently we have a number of people sleeping on the streets.
That was Councillor Cameron Rose, who told Ian 4 News that Edinburgh Council are doing as much as they can to solve the city's homeless problem this winter. In breaking news, Toys R Us have gone into administration, putting 3,200 UK jobs at risk. The retailer was looking to Europe for buyers to rescue it over the weekend, but it appears no deal could be secured. Electronic retailer Maplin has also collapsed this morning after talks with potential buyers failed. Maplin, which has more than 200 stores and 2,500 staff, will continue to trade through the process. Boris Johnson claims the issue of the Northern Ireland border is being used politically to keep the UK in the EU customs union after Brexit. It's after a leaked letter appeared to suggest he thinks there will be a border of some sort. But the Foreign Secretary said there are plenty of solutions.
We've got to be positive about it. We can do this. We can come out of the customs union while solving the Northern Ireland border problem, and we mustn't allow this great sort of inverted pyramid of objections to be built over this fundamental problem.
Meanwhile, the EU will publish details of the legal agreement it's proposing for the divorce later on. MSPs have raised concerns about the tight timescale for implementing low-emission zones in Scotland. Scotland's first LEZ is due to be up and running in Glasgow by the end of the year, with zones in place in Aberdeen, Dundee and Edinburgh by 2020. MSPs noted at the current rate of progress, it would take about 239 years to reach the government's target for 10% of journeys to be made by bike by 2020. Clampdown has been ordered by the council on the staging of shows, festivals and events in public spaces in Edinburgh city centre. This is in the wake of complaints about overcrowding, over-commercialism and disruption for local residents. We spoke to Kyle Wilson, an event promoter in Edinburgh, about his views on this.
I think that's the general sort of picture that people have of the council, that they're the bad guys and they treat the venues like the bad guys and they're on the side of the residents.
Organisers will now have to meet strict criteria on whether an event is suitable, including whether it reflects well on Edinburgh's status as a global festival city and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Thousands of honeybees have been discovered in an Edinburgh University's library after causing a buzz in a quiet study area. The colony of 5,000 bees was found producing honey in a wall cavity in the library at Heriot Watt University's Riccarton campus. Experts from the Scottish Beekeepers Association have now safely relocated the bees a few miles away, where they will be kept to make blossom honey. And now to Ryan for some sports news.
Thanks, Saskia. Tonight's Scottish Premiership fixtures have been called off after Scotland was hit with a heavy snow overnight. Celtic were due to play Dundee at Celtic Park, but will not have the chance to regain their 9-point lead at the top of the table after Rangers defeated St Johnstone 4-1 last night. Hibs will be unable to extend their lead over 5th place Hearts at home to Hamilton after Craig Levein's side drew 1-1 to Kilmarnock at Tynecastle yesterday. The other tie postponed tonight is between Motherwell and Aberdeen. Elsewhere in football, Hibs boss Neil Lennon says he expected to be charged by the Scottish Football Association. Lennon is set to face a hearing at Hampden Park on March the 15th, following an angry reply to referee Kevin Clancy awarding a penalty against his side during Saturday's 2-2 draw to Kilmarnock.
A debatable, controversial decision has gone against me and cost us a goal. And then the next thing, I can't do my job anymore. So it was a double whammy, hence my emotional outburst, if you want to call it that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy with myself about it. I'm sure I'll get punished for it, but there are mitigating circumstances.
And in rugby, Scotland forward Ryan Wilson's Six Nations future will be decided today. Wilson has been cited for an alleged act of foul play by the tournament's disciplinary committee following an off-the-ball clash with England's Nathan Hughes. The Scots defeated England 25-13 on Saturday night and could be without Wilson for their next game against Ireland on the 10th of March in Dublin. We'll have another sports bulletin at 1 p.m. and a full roundup at 2:45. Back to you, Saskia.
Thanks, Ryan. So in traffic and weather, there have been a number of incidents on the M74 and A90 this morning. So take extra care if you're heading in either direction on those roads. There will be scattered heavy snow showers across Edinburgh, Lothians and Borders, with snow drifting in on the strong easterly winds. Sunny periods with a few snow showers across the southwest. Bitterly cold weather, so wrap up warm. That's all for your 11am EN4 news update. Tune in at 12 o'clock for more. I'm Saskia Williams.
This is Radio Energy News.